Hello.
Hey Samuel Forrest, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, man. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, you really caught me at a good time because I just got back in the house and sitting down here, resting my back a little bit.
Perfect. Well, hopefully you're not working too hard. It's getting a little
No, I
hot
don't.
outside.
That's, my days of working are over. I just got a bad back and I've been to the doctor this morning. My heart,
Oh, yeah.
just resting. So your buddy tells me you're interested in buying a house from me.
So you had reached out at the beginning of the year about your property on Little Acre Lane, and we never really connected until just recently. And my assistant Sid said that you had a small fire in there and there's a little bit of damage, and you're interested in selling it.
It's not a tremendous amount of damage. It's going to have a bathroom redone. But if through water on the floor, it kind of ruined the floor. So I think most of that's going to have to be replaced in that around the shower area and the vanity where the fire was. And you don't just replace a little of it. You might as well just do it all. So do that and then put some new linoleum down and go have to have a new shower and a new vanity and sinks and some I mean oh shoot sheet rocking on the walls.
You live there now?
No, I don't. I used to, and my son, he bought a place down in Charles City and wanted me to move down there with him because I'm getting up in age and by myself. So I did. And then we moved over here to Charles, I mean, New Kent. And that's where we're at now.
Okay.
I was thinking
So
about moving back there.
is this a vacant property?
No, we got a tenant in it right now. They're the
Okay.
ones who caused the fire.
Is this a single wide or a double wide?
It's a double wide.
Okay. Is it on a permanent foundation?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
You can't put one in Henrico County that you don't put on permanent foundation.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. It's good to know. Okay. All right. So what kind of frame are you looking to, be settled with all this stuff?
Well, got a guy, a carpenter, coming down Sunday to look at it and see what he thinks and what it's going to cost. He's a real good friend of mine. He's very straightforward, so I want to get his opinion. And then if we'll decide whether just cut the bathroom and do it or just cut it loose and let somebody else do it. But, I had people asking about it before the fire, and I told them I wanted $235,000 for it, and nobody really wanted to come up with that much. But I, didn't put it on the market as such. And so now the fire is going to go, whoever gets it's going to have to spend about $8,000 to maybe $10,000 on it. Oh, I'm gonna have to spend $8,000 to $10,000 on to fix it, and that's where we stand right now. So
Okay,
it's
what time on Sunday is your carpenter going?
they
Maybe
gonna be here.
I could.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Would it be all right if I piggybacked on that since you already got it set up with the tenant? I can come take a look, and if you decide not to, I can, see if an offer makes sense for you.
I guess she would be all right with that. The tenant's very funny.
Aren't they all?
So, yeah, so, I've got a lot of pictures of it that I can send you to break the damage. I
prefer to kind of take a look at it in person. I'm a pretty straight shooter. You sound like a straight shooter. I would like to take a look at it if it's all right with you. If not, I completely understand, man. I mean, you know, I get it. But
I take it. Yeah. You know, the channel has got a lot of rights, so let me call her and check.
Well, if you already have an appointment, so I mean, I know the rules. I know the rules. If you already have an appointment with your carpenter and you meet there and she already knows it, then, you know, another person, it's not against any rule. You know, she just has to have, you know, 24 hours notice that somebody's coming on either a representative of you or you. So, but I mean, you know, I would love to just, you know, meet you in person real quick, take a quick look at it. I'm not intrusive at all. I mean, I do this for a living. I'm not there to, you know, make friends with your tenant or make a problem. I'm just there to get some pictures, smell it, look at it, and touch it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I tell you what, let's do it this way. Get you come on, but just don't mention anything about buying it.
I'll tell her I'm the insurance person. I don't care.
Well, you can do that if you want to.
Yeah, I just tell her I'm an adjuster. I've done that a lot.
Oh. Yeah,
I mean, because I deal with this situation all the time.
Yeah.
So do you go by Samuel or Sam?
I just go by Sam.
Sam. So I do this all the time. A lot of people, you know, don't want their tenants to know because, you know, they think they're going to stop paying or whatever reason. They just don't want their tenants to know. So I'm either a contractor, I'm either an insurance dude, I'm, you know, whatever. Whatever you want me to be, man, I'll put a hat on.
Okay. Just come in as somebody who's looking at maybe doing a job, and I'll put this other carpenter wise to what we're doing.
Sure.
I mean, he's just a good friend of mine, and he does a lot of good work. So.
Sure. Well, I always am in need of a good carpenter, so I'd like to get his information when I'm there, if that's all right.
Okay.
So.
I mean, he stays busy all the time, so he's been hurting back right now is his big problem, but he does super good work. But, you know, you'll be able to get his number and all there. So.
Yeah.
Just don't keep him too busy there because, you know, we use him a lot down here.
That's funny. All right. Well, so Sunday at 1 o'clock, I'll be there. I drive a blue Ford pickup truck. And I will see you there, Sam.
You're looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
What did you say your first name was?
Oh, so my first name is Forrest. It's spelled F-O-R-R-E-S-T, Forrest.
Okay. I had a friend that passed away who was named Forrest. All right. Be looking forward to it, sir.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.